Do you have the feeling like we're riding on a very fast roller coaster, and just when we think we've emerged from one hair-raising turn, we're faced with another? Welcome to the new paradigm, and it's going to feel like this for a while. We also have sleepless nights, we're feeling off balance, we are doing a lot of multidimensional multitasking, and we're having an increasingly difficult time with 3D. Those are all part of this paradigm too. It doesn't get better, so to speak. We'll adjust, and 3D will adjust too. And this process really ramps up in March. We are well into 2024, and things are happening. We have already had big things happen this year, like the entry of Pluto into Aquarius last month, lots of X-class solar flares, the personal planet conjunctions, Saturn in Pisces, and a lot of changes on the geopolitical front. The Ascension Awakening is in high gear now, and all we need to do, or can do, is shine our lights and remember to stay focused on our own intention. March is a month of spiritual power, and we're not in charge, but we are in control of how it impacts us. Get ready to march into March and take advantage of this energy. That's what we'll talk about in the March Energy Report. Welcome to the High Vibes Living Podcast. I'm Jennifer Hoffman, your host, and I want to show you how to create your rich, happy, and successful life. Since 2004, I've been teaching soul-congruent, mind-expanding, wholeness living to a global audience. I'm known as the world's most accurate intuitive, the iconic energy savant, a best-selling author of 8 books, the expert on energy boundaries, alignment, integration, and intention. And I'm the founder of the Becoming 360 Method of Transformation. I'm here to motivate, inspire, and energize you to embrace your full potential, upsource your possibilities, revibe your life, and shine your light brightly. Thank you for joining me on this week's High Vibes Living Podcast, and I hope you'll learn something that tunes you into your high vibes and motivates, energizes, and inspires you and shines some light on your journey. Let's get started. There's so much going on in March that it's hard to know where to begin. If you've been following my Facebook posts, I shared one of my favorite orchestral pieces, The Parade of the Charioteers from the movie Ben-Hur. It's a piece I have played many times when I played in orchestras, and it's one of the most majestic, inspiring musical compositions. This is how I see March entering the stage, and I posted a link to the André Rieu Orchestra playing on the blog page below. There is a lot happening in March, including an eclipse, Mercury shadow retrograde, the spring equinox, and Easter. I'll start with the numbers, not because they're any more important than anything else, but because when we have a month or a year with an 11 value, a lot of things are going on. March is the third month in an 8 value year, and that's an 11. Now, we'll have another 11 month in December of 2024, so bear in mind what you learn about this month because we get a repeat of this energy in December. I know that seems like a long way off, but it's only 8 months from now, and look how quickly the year has gone by already. Well, at least parts of it. 11 is a master number, and it's the number of the spiritual initiate. This is the beginning of our initiation into spiritual integrity. Not learning about spirituality, but actually becoming the expression of the synergy of human and divine, spiritual and material. The integrated 3D, 5D paradigm that is the soul mission of our lifetime. When we work with the 11 energy, we have to learn to integrate a spiritual perspective into everything and start thinking of ourselves as aligned with spirit. Sidebar here. We don't need to master spirit. Go back 1,000 lifetimes and try and figure out where it all began. Get rid of the ego, which is very bad advice. Find another thing to heal. Go on a silent retreat, something I certainly would never consider. Spend hours in meditation or fast for a month, also not a good idea. Those activities are fine if we want to satisfy our curiosity about how much torture we can take. But they don't have any long-term value when it comes to the step on our ascension path that we are being presented with, and that is full integration, the merging of spiritual and material, which creates a new paradigm of evolution. We don't need to replace the material with spiritual. We need to bring them together. And when we do, we create something new and different. In the same way that if we mix together flour, sugar, butter, eggs, and leavening, and maybe a little milk, and bake it for 15 minutes, we get cookies, biscuits for my UK audience. This is our initiation into spirit, which I wrote about in my very first newsletter in February 2004. It was my first article. It was a series I did for Planet Lightworker, and it's a big chapter in my book, Ascending into Miracles, The Path of Spiritual Mastery. The path of spiritual initiation is our ongoing path of spiritual integration, not domination or replacement. As we integrate our 3D and 5D paths into one big evolved high vibe paradigm. Think of it as an upgrade, not a replacement, although it can feel that way. March is the only month whose name is also an action word. March 4th is my favorite date of the year, and no, it's not my birthday, but it's an imperative to take action. We will be starting a new annual cycle on March 20th, and the first 3 weeks of March are a good time to do a physical and energetic house cleaning to get ready for our new astro year. Who remembers the saying, March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb? That refers to March being the end of winter and the beginning of spring, with the equinox on the 21st of this month. Historically, the calendar year began around March 20th with the spring equinox, which makes sense since the spring equinox is also the zero point on the zodiac, zero Aries, when the sun returns to the first sign. But March is about endings and beginnings, since we open the month in Pisces and move into Aries. There is a balanced, organized, and deliberate flow to the action and movement. In fact, all the outer planets except Uranus are in the final three signs for the part of March, and we still have a strong spiritual theme happening all month. I'm sticking to my position that this is not a bad thing, but Saturn in Pisces is going to bring about some much-needed spiritually aligned energy cleansing and balancing. But Saturn in Pisces is going to bring about some much needed spiritually aligned energy cleansing and balancing. And that energy is with us until February 2026. So we'll have plenty of time to work with it. It's not a mad dash out of the starting gate, but a more considered move from one place to another. If you're feeling the need to clean, declutter, clear out, and even move right now, you're tapping into the vibes of March. But before you decide to make this clean out the master cleanse and get rid of everything, make sure you look ahead to how you'll replace what you're clearing out, because you don't want a lot of energy gaps in your life right now. March's energy theme is discern, decide, and do. And this is a restrained approach that may make all of you March Aries a little nervous. Aries are known and famous for jumping into things, and I'm an Aries, I know. But this time we need to show some cautious restraint for very good reasons. Mainly because we want to use the full scope of March energy to make the best, most powerful, and empowering choices. Think of elevation and expansion here, using our spirit to guide us into decisions that really raise the vibe and create new portals and paradigms of potential and possibility. Each of the aspects in March's energy theme expresses the energy of Pisces and Aries that are the yin and the yang, the polar opposites, and represent the battle between 3D and 5D, ego and spirit, that we often engage in. I call these alpha omega portals because they incorporate the first and the last, which in this case means Aries and Pisces. And this effect lasts for several years, well into 2026. That makes March such a powerful month, and especially this March, which marks the first full year of Saturn in Pisces. It entered Pisces on March 7th, 2023. Now, I don't believe that Saturn in Pisces is a bad thing or portends dire things. Rather, looking back at its previous turn through Pisces in 1991, many of the geopolitical events which began at that time are coming full circle. Be careful. The karma boomerang is primed and ready for action. This does not apply to those who are shining their light and doing their ascension work. It does apply to those who are pushing dark agendas, engaging in nefarious activities, and creating chaos and havoc around the world. And also, because I remember when I lived in Houston, 1991 saw the birth of a big spiritual movement. It died down somewhat, but it was the precursor to the big ascension movement that started in around 2003, 2004. So we are coming full circle in a big spiritual cycle as well with Saturn and Pisces, where it is right now. Let's look at the energy theme of March. Discern means to see, to separate, to avoid the temptation of looking at the whole and instead looking at the different parts. One of the things I often tell clients, and you've heard me say this in readings that I do on the weekly Enlightening Life Live broadcast, is to consider the different aspects of a choice or decision instead of lumping the entire thing into one big issue or matter. For example, if you're trying to sell your house and move, that can be really overwhelming. So many choices, so many decisions, so many things to consider. But using discernment, you can see that this is actually two decisions, not one. The first decision is the sale of the house, and the second decision is the move. When you use discernment, you make better choices because you're not trying to use a one choice to fix everything approach. You also consider your choices based on the time, energy, and effort that they involve and how that impacts you and your path. Second part of March's energy theme is decide. This is the process of choosing one path to follow. Did you know that the Latin root of the word decide means to cut off? When we decide, we cut off all other possibilities until we're left with one path, one option, and one solution. And let me add here my famous little adage, and remember, it's for right now, not forever. And then there is the do part, the final step in the March process of change and transformation. This is our action step, where we make a commitment to what we have decided based on our discernment that led to the very best possible option. But this is where we get stuck, where we trade debating for doing, and we turn in circles as we try to minimize our consequences and maximize general acceptance of our choices so we can decide in a way that creates the least confusion, chaos, and criticism. In March, with its special emphasis on polarity versus duality, 3D versus 5D, our focus turns from what is the best choice to what is the highest or most elevating choice. And for that, we need to engage spirit. While our spirit or higher self doesn't tell us what to do, it does provide us with that next level of insight and discernment that can empower us to see beyond our own veils and illusions, beyond our expectations and assumptions, beyond our hopes and wishes, and choose what is in our highest energetic good that can empower us to decide more clearly, to balance our spiritual and material needs, and to engage spirit in our life. That is the purpose of ascension, after all. We begin March with the February 24th full moon that is still highly active. This one included a rare collective aspect to Saturn that included Mercury, all in Pisces. This is a very karmic pattern, as we're going to be seeing this month. If you've been wondering when the bad people get their just rewards, it starts now. The balance of energies is heightened in March by our need to move forward in a way that does not include carrying around a lot of extra baggage. More simply, if it isn't making you glow with confidence and clarity and joy, then it needs to go. We have a new moon on March 10th at 20 Pisces that is close to the point of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces of April 2022. And I remember that one well because it was exact on my birthday that year. This is a highly spiritual aspect that occurs about every 151 years, and it always opens the portal to a spiritual awakening. That awakening has been happening, although it may not be with the fanfare and attention we think it should or it could. Spiritual awakening opens us to clarity, confidence, and a desire for more whole, fulfilled, congruent living. Notice I didn't use the word healing here on purpose. I know that we're seeing that, and remember, with Pluto now in Aquarius, we are in a more 5D-oriented place and are seeking the 5D energies, community, connection, collaboration, cooperation, and creativity. Do you know that some of the biggest social media accounts are those that provide information on cooking, crafts, gardening, and a return to creative living and self-sufficiency? In the face of everything that's going on right now in the world, we have two choices: to curse the darkness or shine a light. I think we're going to need a lot of lights. There's a lot of darkness out there, but it's only being revealed because so much light is shining. Everything has a consequence, by the way, even shining our lights. And that consequence is the disintegration of the darkness, and chaos is a byproduct of that. Remember what I always say. The full moon of March 25th is an eclipse, not the big one we'll see in April, but in Libra, it's going to underscore the March energy of alignment, balance, and congruence, integration, the ascension, evolution, a cycle which started with the Libra eclipse in October 2023. Mercury, little trickster, goes into shadow retrograde on March 9th, preparing for its retrograde in April. And until the end of March, we still have Mars and Venus traveling together in the same signs as they have since January. This has been an extremely big move towards balancing, alignment, congruence, harmony, all of those things that are part of the 5D energy. Mercury retrogrades are always time to rethink, reconsider, and reevaluate, as well as being touch points for considered action. This entire month of March is about taking action. Have you noticed that? It's time to get started. One more thing about March energy is a push towards maximizing our energy expression and what that may involve in terms of decisions and choices. And there's an economic principle that I'm going to use to describe this, and it's called the law of diminishing returns. This economic principle states that eventually the value we achieve in any situation decreases over time until it becomes worthless to us, all other elements being equal. This is especially true when we're talking about our energetic connections to people and our karma with them and with ourselves. Eventually, we get tired of sharing our time, energy, and effort, love, and support when we get nothing in return. The expectation of a return or positive result that would validate our efforts is no longer enough to keep us aligned with that mission, especially if that never arrives. You know, many years ago, my father told me, and I was still I was an older teen or a very young adult, don't fall in love with someone's potential. Now, I look back on that and think, wow, I really should have listened to him. At the time, I had no idea what he was talking about. I do now. I'm going to share those words of wisdom with you. Be careful of trying to align yourself with someone's potential or falling in love with someone's potential or engaging with them just because you think they have potential. If you're reading this or listening to it and resonating with it, it may be confirming what you already know. It's time to redirect your energy to your own path and to start supporting your own dreams, goals, hopes, plans, wishes, and desires. There's a lot of talk about the April 8th eclipse, whose trajectory is a mirror of the August 21st, 2017 eclipse as it crosses the continental U.S. And it also is the opposite of the October 13th, 2023 eclipse at 21 Libra. Think of eclipses as giant karma wheels that turn and they get to different levels. And so we have the karma wheel that turned in October of 2023, and now it's getting ready to take another turn in April of 2024. Whatever began at the October eclipse can be decided now. If you're thinking about going to actually see the eclipse, there probably isn't any available hotel space on the eclipse path, and it's a much heralded event that millions around the world will be watching. I don't believe this is going to involve any major events on that date, but eclipses do have a very long window of activity, so that energy will be reverberating with us for a while. And guess what? It's in the sign of Aries, and Mars, Aries ruler, is going to be in Pisces. So we continue with that Alpha Omega portal, that dark and light, the spiritual initiation, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the synergy, the congruence, the bringing these energies together continues. And we have this energy for a while. I mean, this continues through 2026. So we've got a few more years of this. Don't feel like, oh, I've got to rush and get this done. You've got some time. Believe me, you've got another 2 years. We aren't not going to escape the path of spiritual initiation this month, and while it may challenge some people, I think for the majority of us, it's going to be a welcome change because we're finally going to be feeling like we are at home on earth. And that's the purpose of ascension, right? This is a month for aligned action, congruent choosing, deliberate doing, and don't forget, enjoying the process. Have a great month. It's Jennifer Hoffman. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast and for being part of the Enlightening Life community online since February 2004. Thanks so much for tuning in to the High Vibes Living Podcast. I'm Jennifer Hoffman, your host. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode and that it has inspired, motivated, and energized you to take a few steps towards your rich, happy, and successful life. If you need more inspiration for your life path, check out my 8 best-selling books on Amazon or look at a transformational intuitive session, coaching, or program on my website, enlighteninglife.com. Be sure to sign up for my newsletter and join my over 5 million weekly blog readers. Please subscribe to the High Vibes Living podcast. Give it a like and a review. Your acknowledgement helps others find us and get the information and inspiration they need to turn their pain into joy and their fear into confidence. Your Becoming 360 transformation into congruence and divine harmony is a step away, as is your rich, happy, and successful life. Join us each week for a new episode, and I look forward to our next time together.